Let's get it on! Here's a question for you. Who is your GOAT? You know what I mean. The greatest quarterback of all time. Is it Tom Brady? Is it Joe Montana? Is it Peyton Manning? Is it John Elway? Or is it none of these I just mentioned? We'll find out who I think is the GOAT. Get my ebook, Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, The 5 Greatest Quarterbacks in NFL History, on ColeJohnsonOnline.com for free. ColeJohnsonOnline.com, Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, for free. Get it right now. What you waiting for? Go get it! Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to one and all. This is the podcast always suitable for work, home, play, and all points in between. Cole Sports! I am that man. That's right, I am your man, the illustrious tour guide Cole Johnson, and you have entered the zone called Sports on Another Level. And on this podcast, I'm going to touch on that absolute debacle of Game 2 in the Western Conference Semifinals between the Thunder and the Spurs. I'm also going to talk about the Penguins and the Capitals. Great series as it is, but is it getting out of hand? And I'm going to put a subject, of course, as I always do, under further review. But for right now, let's get to the headlines. Dateline, San Antonio. So, unfortunately, the talk of the NBA playoffs has now centered around poor officiating, and not just in the game that I'm going to expound upon, but so far in these 2+ weeks of action. But in the last five seconds of the Game 2 Western Conference semifinal between the Thunder and the Spurs, there was no shortage of missed calls all over the place in the 98-97 victory that OKC took as the series now shifts to Oklahoma City. The officiating is absolutely atrocious. These are supposed to be the best of the best. You pull the best and the brightest to be in this big spotlight. When you have botches like this, it makes you question referee etiquette altogether. I bet you a lot of people who are complaining about Jory Crawford, they won't be complaining about him anymore. They probably would call him back if necessary. Or even Dick Bavetta. Dateline! Los Angeles. Los Angeles Dodgers right-handed pitcher Josh Rayven has been suspended for testing positive for a performance-enhancing drug, and he is suspended for 80 games. You know, it's amazing that of all the sports that would suffer from this, you would think baseball would be the most sensitive. And I'm not just talking about the executives. I'm really directing toward the players. Because remember, the sport was at its zenith in terms of huge popularity in the late 90s. And that was immediately followed by scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. To the point now where people now have asked, well, is baseball even the third ranked sport that we follow? It used to be the national pastime. It's not that anymore. Now we assume Americana on the label of football before we do baseball. And it's things like this that make you say, wow, will baseball actually ever get out of its way and return back to the sport that we all know and love? I hope so, because I love the sport, and I hate to see stuff like this happen. And to Rayven, I hope that you take these next, 2.5 months, almost 3 months, clean yourself up, and know that you got to the bigs with your ability, not by something that could enhance it. Dateline, Dallas. Dirk Nowitzki is deciding to opt out of the last year of his contract. That would be earth-shattering news if for this one fact that still remains. Nowitzki is loyal to Cuban, the owner of the team, and he's loyal to the Mavericks. So he's opting out, but he has no intentions of leaving the team. But basically he's doing similar to what you've seen players like Tim Duncan do, and that is listen to the owner and listen to upper management. And if they had an issue with cap space, or if they wanted to bring somebody in the fold, that they would go to their number one guy and ask if, you know, if you could ask for a little less. That'd be fine. Tom Brady is another example where he has restructured and restructured and restructured his contract so that the Patriots can go after certain players. Well, this is what is happening here with Nowitzki. Now, Dirk himself said, quote, "We had one more year on the contract, but I think this is the right thing to do. We're going to sit with Mark and Donnie, obviously over the next few weeks, and figure out how to improve this franchise again," close quote. Donnie is in reference to the legendary coach and former Celtic great Donnie Nelson. This is why I highlighted this particular headline. One of the reasons why I love Dirk has nothing to do with the fact that he's 7 foot tall and can sink a 20-foot jumper, although I do admire him for that. I admire him because he is one of the most unselfish superstars I have ever seen. He is all about team first, and he has earned such a pedigree now in this league, he can command whatever dollar figure he wants. But he wants championships over everything. That is exactly what you want in an athlete. And Dirk, I hope you continue on for as long as you can, man. I know that you're on the twilight side of your career, but you're a bright example as to why we need to have athletes like you and why we need to highlight athletes like you. Dateline, Boston. So the panda last month was under fire for having his belt explode after an at-bat appearance. This month, it's an unfortunate story that came saying that he will be undergoing a significant operation, facing a lengthy rehab on his left shoulder. And I know the Red Sox Nation is sort of gripping a little because this was the high-priced free agent that they wanted to get on their team so they can return back to their prominence. And to see this happen is quite debilitating. He had a tumultuous 2016 season, albeit 1 month worth, you know, showing up at spring training in less than ideal shape, hitting .204 in 49 spring at-bat appearances, and eventually lost the third base job to someone else. I don't care who was the athlete. I don't ever like to see anyone having to undergo surgery and go under the knife. So speedy recovery, Pablo. You're one of the figures that makes this sport run, and I hate to see you go down like this. It's painful to me, and I don't even follow the team closely, but it's just painful to hear. So I hope you recover very soon, very fast. Dateline, Philadelphia. Now, this story warms my heart. I was reading on Fox Sports. Nick Schwartz wrote a really good article on this about this 100-year-old 100-meter dash runner, Ida Keeling. Now, this wonderful young lady ran the 100-meter dash in 1 minute 17 seconds in the Penn Relays. Now, I know you all are probably saying, well, 1 minute 17 seconds, that's not fast at all. But understand, at 100 years old, this is a world record. And imagine you being, heck, 50 with many of you and try to run a 100-meter dash in 1 minute and 17 seconds. I would dare say that half of us at that age could not run it in that length of time. 50. This woman is twice that age. People want to know, well, why do you follow sports? Why is it that this medium is something that you like to talk about and celebrate on a daily basis? Ida Keeling is the poster person for why. Ma'am, thank you so much for teaching us the great importance of what it means to just keep on going. Thank you for your example. On the other side of this break, I'm going to put this subject not under further review, but I'm going to put it under examination. The Penguins and the Capitals, is the series getting out of hand? And later, I am going to put another subject under further review. on another level can be seen and heard on these social media platforms: Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, YouTube, iTunes, Pinterest, and Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Like, share, rate, review. Most importantly, follow and subscribe to each and every one of these social media platforms. Cole Sports. Sports for the intelligent sportsman. The thrill of victory is absolutely wonderful. Defeat, unfortunately, can be everlasting. This will be chronicled and many more in the new premium content space called That Was Then. Cole Sports presents That Was Then, a sports retrospective coming to a premium content area nearest you. I have called the greatest in the playoff cycle, no matter if it's NHL or NFL or NBA. The Pittsburgh Penguins and the Washington Capitals have played a phenomenal series thus far. And there has been talk about this being a classic series in the making. But there are claims that there are borderline and dirty play that's marring the series. In an ESPN article by Pierre LeBrun, he opines that the series needs to be reined in by the sheer physicality of the sport. He says, quote, "There has been a constant undercurrent of hate between the two rivals. We all love tough, emotional, physical hockey as long as it doesn't cross the line." Close quote. See, I'm a little perplexed here about it. Here's why. We as fans don't necessarily always want to see only the pretty stuff, the cutesy stuff. You know, we can appreciate in this arena, just keep it hockey. We can appreciate guys flying up and down the ice on skates. And we can appreciate the athleticism of doing all that on skates, because many of us, host included, would put on those blades, get out on that ice and fall completely on my tuchus, taking maybe two or three steps onto the ice. But these guys, 20 minutes a period, three periods a game, can stay on that ice, not fall down, and literally run on skates and make it look easy and graceful. Yeah, we could appreciate that all day and all night long. But let's be honest. One of the things that we love about hockey, in fact, the one thing I love about hockey more than anything else, is the fact that it can get physical. Now, I don't necessarily want to see drive-by beatdowns. I don't want to see that. Of course not. But that's what makes the sport great. That's why people follow football. We want to see the physicality in football. What makes you think that we don't want to see the physicality in hockey? Now, I've always joked with my passionate hockey fan friends. And I've always said this. I said, you know what? I will follow the sport with intense glee if they were to do the following. If you were to line one team on one blue line, you line up the opposite team or the opposing team on the other side of the other blue line on the other side. And you get the referee at center ice with a puck in his hand. As soon as the referee drops the puck, everybody skates towards center ice, and we get to see a bloodbath and beatdown. If that were to happen, then I would follow the sport. But I was just being funny about that, right? Because who would want to pay top dollar just to see basically 5 minute fight, because that pretty much would be it. You know, basically it's MMA with pads and more people, which would make the action hard to follow. I get what Pierre's trying to say. You know, there has to be a balance struck between hard-nosed play, a good physical check, and shots that just make you go, how in the world did he see the area to get that puck past the goalie? I get that 100%. And that's what makes hockey more unique than the other sports. I fully do get that. And LeBrun comes from this angle. When asked about a hit that he took, Capitals' Marcus Johansson said about the Game 3 loss and the hit that he took in that game, quote, "I didn't see him coming. He came from the blind side. I just looked at it. He obviously leaves his feet and hits me in the head. It's the kind of play you want out of the league. Doesn't look good." Close quote. The he in this case was Penguins' Brooks Orpik. Now, blindside hits, yeah, there really isn't room for it. There really isn't room for it. Cheap shots. You know, we follow wrestling, and the morality play that is wrestling, we're supposed to hate the guy or the girl who does the cheap shot, who hits you from behind, who hits you when you don't see it coming. You know, we're supposed to rail against that type of action. So I get that. However, when you talk about a series between two great teams that have a little bit of a distaste toward one another, you're going to see this type of action. You're going to see this type of, I don't want to really say hatred, but you're going to see this type of poison, because it's all about we got to get the advantage. And if it takes an extra lick, if it takes a good shot, then so be it. But do I think the series needs to be reined in? No, I really don't think it does. I don't think it's getting out of hand. I actually think this is playoff hockey at its greatest. And I think what you will see is you'll see probably a little less of the chippiness, and you'll see a little more of the graceful action that most casual hockey fans would come to learn and love. But what makes this series special is that you have the gracefulness of the Sidney Crosbys and the Alex Ovechkin. You have that, but you have the brutality to go along with it. So you have the best of both worlds. You have the grace, and you have the scores, and you have the stars, and you have the goons. Which that appeals to the hardcore hockey fan. So when you have that marriage come together, that is the recipe for making the sport grow. When I come back, I'm going to put this wonderful subject upon further review. Coming this weekend, you know what's coming. You know what's up. This weekend, Cole Sports presents the Dolt of the Quarter. Cole Sports! Available on ColeJohnsonOnline.com and other social media outlets. On the next podcast, I'm going to touch on something extremely disturbing. I'm not going to get into it right now, but I'll say this right now. This disturbing issue upon which I'm speaking This will involve the Dolt of the Week winner. So I'll give you that tease right now. We're also going to talk about the NHL playoffs and the NBA playoffs, rounding in the form in the conference semifinals in both sports. And of course, we're going to put a worthy subject upon further review. But that's for the podcast to come, and also a special presentation of Dolt of the Quarter. Those two for this weekend. But for this podcast, I'm going to put this subject, interesting, I really do believe, upon further review. Let's see. We have seen in Buffalo, Rex Ryan endorsed Donald Trump. We have seen in Indianapolis, Coach Bobby Knight, former Coach Bobby Knight, endorsed Donald Trump. And we've heard that Lou Holtz has endorsed Donald Trump earlier this week, too. The reason why I wanted to talk about this is I want to get your head in this as well, along with mine. And hopefully we all can piece this together. Does a sports figure, it could be a player, it could be a coach, it could be an owner, it could be an executive, do they have any sway or pull when it comes to whom we are all going to elect as the next president of the United States or in any election whatsoever? The reason why I want to talk about it is that it's a very interesting look into influence, into thought processes, because I think we get a chance to look beyond the exploits on the field or on the court or on the ice with these players and these coaches and these executives, and we get to see how they are away from the arena or the stadium or the bar or the ballpark. We get to see that. And I think for me, that is where it's interesting. Take, for instance, this. I was reading an article on Forbes, and it delved into the different sports figures and how much they contributed to each campaign, and not just Donald Trump's and not just Republican campaigns, but also with the Democratic campaigns too. And believe me, the phrase that money talks and you know what walks definitely plays huge when it comes to this arena. I have to look at it within me. Hearing whom these guys are endorsing, I don't really think it influences me one single iota. To me, it's, well, this is who they support, and this is probably whom people who love them and who are fanatics of them will support. But for me, it's a glance as to, this is how you politically think. Good, bad, indifferent, doesn't matter. But in any arena, I like that. Because the one thing that I think you all are starting to get to understand about me is that sports is a whole lot more than just jocks that don't really care about the rest of the world. You can have a nuclear holocaust. You can have World War III breakout. As long as the stadium in which they play, the ballpark in which they play, the arena in which they play is not set on fire, that they can play their game free of thought anywhere outside the arena. Unfortunately, the world doesn't work that way. And many sports fans think the world should work that way. No, no, no. No religion, No politics. Sports. And only sports. Well, the problem with that is you're dealing with human beings. And with that dealing of human beings, you're dealing with how human beings think, what human beings think, how it makes them tick, what makes them tick. And I'm sorry to say it to you, it doesn't always have to be final scores. Doesn't have to be the touchdown pass that they scored or the interception. Doesn't have to be the block shot or the dunk. Doesn't have to be the wraparound or the check. Doesn't have to be the header or the goalie stop. Doesn't have to be the home run or the strikeout. These players, these executives, these coaches, they're human beings. And they're humans doing. So I don't think that they influence you all as much. But I personally think, not necessarily for whom they're voting, but the fact that they're actively going about doing it. That is the influence I hope we all get to have and get to see and go pay it forward to the next person. So the influence of I want to have a better future for my family and this country plays a huge role in their lives. That's the influence I would love to see with ours. If you happen to like this podcast or anyone preceding this one, why don't you follow me on Twitter at Cole_sports. That's sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Facebook. That's Cole Sports. Again, sports with a Z. Or to my Canadian friends, sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Stitcher and SoundCloud and Google Play and iTunes and YouTube and Pinterest and Instagram. Like, share, rate, review to your heart's content. More importantly, follow each and every one of those platforms. Most importantly, subscribe to each and every one of these platforms. But even more important than all of that, enjoy. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I'm Cole Johnson. And this is Cole Sports, a Comey Media Entertainment production.